One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
Coming up today.
Summer is nigh. Summer is judgment time. The end of overlooking their iniquities, their sins. He says it's over. Summer is nigh. Did you see that? I'm going by first flight, I'm telling you. First flight. When that trumpet sounds, I'm out of here. I'm out of here.
Stay tuned.
I learned there was one in Kenya who they said, he said he's Christ. Okay? There's one man who announces that he's Christ. And some people actually followed him. He said he is Jesus Christ. And they followed him. Because they don't know the Bible. They really believe he's Jesus Christ. He is not Jesus Christ. He is not, never was, never will be. Because Jesus told us how he will come. Praise God. Let's see. And he says, many will be deceived and some are deceived. Next verse, look at it. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. You hear of wars, rumors of wars. He says, don't be troubled. All these things, they will happen, but the end is not yet. Next verse. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. Now, this doesn't only mean a nation rising against another nation. This terminology actually means a nation rising. There's an uprising within a nation where different groups within the nation strive against themselves like a civil war. Okay? That's actually what this refers to in its original sense. But in a secondary sense, a nation fighting against another nation. But primarily is uprisings within nations and kingdoms. Then it says, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Next verse. All these are the beginning of sorrows. It says, all these are the beginning of sorrows. Look at the next verse. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Persecution. Persecution. Persecution of God's people. Look at the next verse. It says, then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. There'll be betrayal because of such things. Look at the next thing. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. See, not only false Christs, there'll be also what? False prophets who will arise and they shall deceive many. He didn't say they shall deceive few. He said they shall deceive what? Many. So many people will be deceived by false Christs and false prophets. Look at the next thing. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. He's saying because there will be so much sin, so much evil, so much wickedness in the world. That's why he uses the term iniquity. He says, the love of many shall wax cold. That means that many people who were strong toward God will lose their passion for God. See, they become worldly. They don't care about doing what is right anymore because there's so much wickedness. They don't think it matters to do what is right anymore. Look at the next verse. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So those who remain steadfast to the end shall be saved. Those who remain steadfast to the end shall be saved. Good. Now look at the next verse. And this is most significant. It says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. He didn't say unto every person. Unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Look at the sign. Have you seen the sign? He told you about other things, and he said, the end is not yet. Then he told you about more things, and he says, these ones are just the beginning of sorrows. And gave you more signs. Then finally, he gave you the sign that closes the age. He says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Don't forget this verse. Don't forget it. Think about it. This healing streams. This message was taken to every nation under heaven. Every nation. I don't think some people understand the significance of what's happening. There are gatherings everywhere all over this world. There are gatherings everywhere. God's people took the message everywhere. You'd be amazed how far they went to prepare for this healing streams. All over the world, ministers of the gospel are working out, saints of God are working out everywhere. And that is just us. That means this message going out. Think about those who don't even know us. Who are preaching the word of God in other places. And taking the message as far as they can go. As far as they can go. So much work is going on. So much work is going on all over the world right now. December 31st, this last December 31st, as we were going into January the 1st, I told you something. I told you this year, 2025, we will preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to all the world, to all nations, this year, 2025. It will happen, and it is happening already. Make no mistakes about it. It is happening already. Before this year ends, we will preach this gospel to all the world. There's no power on earth to stop it. For they have all been crushed. They can't stop it. It's not in their hands. They can't stop it. This gospel will be preached to all nations this year, 2025. By the end of this year, you will be on extra time. I'm serious. You'll be on extra time. By the end of this year, which means from then on, I told you, from then on, start doing your countdown. Start doing your countdown. You can say any time, any moment from now on, the Master will show up.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
It is that glorious time of the year again. A time to look back with gratitude and look forward with great expectation. As we come to the close of the year of completeness, we lift our hands in thanksgiving to God for the fulfillment of His word, for the spread of the gospel to all nations, and for every life transformed through the word of God. And now, we eagerly await the 31st night service with Pastor Chris.
We want to take the message everywhere, everywhere. We must be satisfied that we did what we had to do. Let's not finish December 31st and wish we had done more.
That special moment where the Word of God that will direct the whole world for the year 2026 is released. Join billions around the world as we hear from God through our man of God, Pastor Chris. And step into the new year with direction, prophecy, and power. Date, Wednesday, December 31st, 2025.
31st of December, a special night. It's the biggest thing on planet Earth. That whole night, you've got many, many networks around the world hooked up for 31st of December. In so many countries, so many nations. It's the largest platform to minister the word.
You can also participate live on www.loveworldradio.fm or www.ctunes.org. You can also download the apps from loveworldappstore.org, the Google Play Store, or the iOS App Store. The Word of God, the power that builds nations.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Djibouti, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Djibouti.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.